Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. In my experience, watching and to some extent waging that war in the past decade or two, I have rarely found someone that I have come to admire more for both his courage and his service to our country, first in uniform, subsequently as a civilian member of the FBI, and then most recently in his capacity in the private sector, than I do our guest for this full hour. His name is John Guandolo. His story is remarkable. In a way, I think it's kind of a microcosm of what we've gone through as a country in the course of the so-called war on terror. And I want to dwell on that initially, but we will talk about much more, including his insights into the nature of that war and what we have to do to try to prevail in it. I consider him both a model, an exemplar, a mentor in many ways, as well as a good friend. And I'm delighted to have a chance to talk with him at length. John Guandolo, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. Thank you for giving so generously of your time in what I know is a busy period for you. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it as always.
Well, let me talk about you first, or with you, about your experiences, more to the point, John, because you of course, started out in the U.S. Naval Academy, graduating there, going into the Marine Corps. Tell us a little bit about your experiences in the Marines and the insights that you took away in particular from your service in Desert Storm about the nature of the enemy we're up against and the challenge we face in defeating them.
The things I learned in the Marine Corps center around leadership. As a Marine officer, you know, I went to Ranger School, which is an Army school, and it's a leadership school. Essentially leading people under very rigorous conditions. I think the Army does it right in that training. And not only in the things I did in the infantry and in combat, and I'll come back to that to answer that question, is the things I learned at the Force Reconnaissance Company and working with what I think are, some amazing Marines. And I was honored to be there and serving with those kind of people. But even in training, the high-risk things that those kind of units do, not just the nature of the insertion techniques like, free-falling or diving or however it is, boats. It's the leadership. It's the planning. It's the training. And in combat, planning and preparing and training and doing it realistically.
But also being informed by, a realistic sense of the battlefield, the nature of the enemy, their doctrine and all of that. I mean, you studied it carefully and you had to know it in order to have a chance of prevailing.
Well, and that's the thing that I think I would say about the enemy is this enemy doesn't stop unless they're defeated. They have to be utterly defeated. In Iraq and in Kuwait, the enemy was overwhelmed, and that's how you win. And when you know their doctrine, you know that their defeat mechanism is you have got to completely defeat them, or they will not stop, because the Sharia tells them if they have an opening, it's because they have to keep waging jihad. And so, yes, knowing that matters on the battlefield, and there are all kinds of things that matter on the battlefield, like knowing what does it mean, when they make a truce? What does it mean when they do certain things? And so all of that is relevant in this war. And the vast majority of, Marines and soldiers and sailors, and more importantly, the leaders are not being taught that and don't know that.
I want to come back to that, John Guandolo. After you left the Marines in the post-Desert Storm environment, you wound up going over to the FBI. Talk about both what you did in the Bureau and, again, lessons learned, insights obtained from that experience for what you're doing now.
Well, when I went into the FBI, I came out of a special operations unit, Force Recon, in the Marine Corps. And so I was immediately interested and asked to be involved in the SWAT team at the FBI. I had come out, I was essentially qualified because of what I had done inside the Marine Corps as a trauma EMT. And so I had not only just basic EMT skills, I had advanced skills. And so that opened doors for the Bureau wanting to send me to paramedic school. So I literally was sent to 4 months of paramedic training. And my first 4.5 years or so, I was on a criminal unit, first 5 years really, on a criminal unit. And so I was doing criminal work, but the medical stuff opened doors for me to do all kinds of things in the Bureau that a lot of people didn't get to do. And those experiences, a lot of them, for instance, the 1998 bombings in Africa, and primarily going over because of my paramedic skills, was eye-opening. And that's not really a good way to describe it, but, you know, scraping pieces of human beings off the side of the embassy wall for the sake of recovering their remains leaves a mark. And the brutality of this enemy, and then having to deal with them on the ground and participating in raids in Africa, places like where the bomb was actually made, and dealing with the Al-Qaeda planner and bringing him back to the United States, and having to deal with one of the people who had been in the actual vehicle. All of that, these things gave me an insight, and watching these guys and listening to them being interviewed and dealing with them firsthand. And then we fast forward to 9/11 and literally being at the Pentagon after, the day of 9/11, and for many weeks after, helping with the recovery efforts there and working the investigation. And the same thing I would say, the one thing that I would, for your listeners, is this enemy is not, they're not compassionate. They're not open to reason. They are mission oriented, and their goal is clearly to establish a caliphate under Sharia, and they're going to do it any way possible, and they're willing to go the whole distance to do it.
We're going to talk more about the enemy and what we've got to do to contend with him with John Guandolo momentarily. But John, just to finish up this really extraordinary personal biography and how you have come to have the insights that you have, you migrated into the counterterrorism side of the Bureau, as I understand it, and were involved in, among other things, bringing to justice Abdurrahman Al-Amoudi, one of the kingpins of the Muslim Brotherhood. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
So not long after 9/11, the Washington Field Office established two very aggressive counterterrorism units. And our unit, one of the things we did was go after guys at the ground level in and around the Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, not just involved in 9/11, but also guys that were involved in other stuff. And the unit I moved over to, I ended up being the squad that did the raid in the El Barassi raid where the Muslim Brotherhood archives were located. And then eventually the unit was the one that we actually picked up Al-Amoudi at the airport when he was transitioned from the UK after having been arrested there with $340,000 cash he got from Libya for the global jihad. And then we brought him back. And actually, I was the last one to interview Al-Amoudi, who was not only a Muslim Brotherhood and a leader and the most prominent Muslim leader in America, but it turns out he was a financier for Al-Qaeda. And so I was the last one to interview him the day before he was sentenced in the Eastern District of Virginia.
To some 23 years, as I recall, in federal prison where he remains to this day. John Guandolo, as I say, that personal trajectory from the military through the FBI and fighting the enemy in various incarnations and places, I think has equipped you brilliantly to do the sort of work you're doing now. We'll draw on some more of your insights from those experiences when we come back with John Guandolo, the founder and president of Understanding the Threat and the author of Raising a Jihadi Generation, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.